You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. In 1982, the Valley was not renowned for its cultural offerings. There was theater, there were concerts and museums, but the past three decades have seen enormous growth in those categories. Jim Ballinger has had a front row seat for the changes in his nearly 40 years with the Phoenix Art Museum, 33 of those as a museum's director. But apparently that was enough for Jim because he's announced his retirement. Jim, welcome back to Here and Now.
Steve, it's great to be here.
So why have you decided to retire?
I've jokingly said it's a math problem. 40, 33, 65, 8. 40 years at the museum, 33 as director. I'm turning 65, and our eighth grandchild is in the oven. So it's time for somebody else to have some fun in the arts here in Phoenix.
Do you still plan to stay as a leader in this community in the arts? And do we have enough leaders in the arts community here?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got a lot of great institutions. I mean, look right now, the Botanical Gardens riding a high with Chihuly. The Children's Museum is a great addition to us. The Musical Instrument Museum, the Herd, which is the mothership, I guess, of us all on the museum side. A lot of new leadership in those arenas. So we just thought it was time to join the club and not have the same guy there for so long.
All right, take us back to 1974. My family moved here in 1975, and I was very young then, Jim. So in 1974, what did the Phoenix Art Museum look like? What did downtown Phoenix in that area look like?
There were still houses on Central Avenue, not too far north of the museum. There was actually a guy named John Thompson had run a gallery in a 19-teens house right up the street from us. I can remember visiting that. There were no restaurants. There was no ASU. There wasn't much downtown, but the Valley Bank, and there was, kind of a real central core there. And the museum was one-fourth the size it is now, but its programming was more like an art center than a museum. And my predecessor, Ron Hickman, started that change. And we did the first Wayne Thiebaud retrospective. We did a big Louise Nevelson show that Ron was quintessential in doing. And he started hiring some younger people, taking a risk on us. And I guess hopefully it turned out okay. And so that's kind of the way it got going. I was curator for several years and working with American art, and I had discovered Western American art from the 19th, early 20th century, and luckily had great support here, and we did a lot of breakthrough exhibitions, so that's how I got started, and I never imagined, nor did I want to be a museum director here, and here I am all these years later.
So how challenging was it to be a curator then? Was it exciting in the sense that maybe the canvas was somewhat blank?
Canvas was entirely blank for me because art historically, Western American art was not accepted well by the overall, larger national art audience. So one of the things we did work very hard and continue to do so is to integrate art about the West, which is different than cowboy and Indian Western art, and who we are and how important the West is an ongoing issue. And just recently, the Met had a big Western bronze exhibition, which did very, very well. So there's a breakthrough. We smashed into those hallowed halls with Western American art. And that's part of what we have. But, of course, the big change I've seen over the years is when I first came, every doctor's office, every bank lobby, you'll remember, had Western art in it.
Right.
Well, that's not so true anymore. We're a big city, no different than Kansas City, where I grew up, or St. Louis, Minneapolis, kind of Midwestern sense of life, sense of just way of doing business, et cetera. And so the Western things are still here, but so is, we have Hollywood costume right now at the Art Museum, which blends film, which is one of the great art forms, which we hadn't dealt with a lot over the years, more so in recent years, as well as fashion, which we have had a fashion program and a really now leading one in the country with Denita Sewell at the head as curator. Latin American art we've always been involved with, but used to be, I'll say, somewhat typical Mexican work. We did Tamayo's first retrospective at the Phoenix Art Museum. We did a big Diego Rivera Cuba show. We did a Frida Kahlo show when nobody had ever heard of Frida Kahlo. And I look back and think, wow, you couldn't even do that show today with what we had. And it cost $15,000. So All those seeds were there, but, you know, it's taken a lot of us for a long time, the great volunteers and trustees, to nurture all that.
When we talk about the overall cultural changes in the Valley, Phoenix Art Museum, Opera, Heard Museum, the MIM, et cetera, is there a feeling, Jim, without offending anybody, that some people had to be dragged kicking and screaming a little bit into this sort of new Phoenix, new Arizona as it relates to art?
Well, I guess, Steve, that's probably true in any field, any business. Yes, we all know what we like. I think that from a strategy point of view, you're always operating in the penumbra, so to speak. So if you feel comfortable there, we're just trying to drag you a little bit. If you move way over, you have people kind of reject what you're doing. So that's been the strategy, which sometimes people feel is too slow. Yeah. It's been successful. Could we have gone faster? Perhaps. I mean, that's for the next guy to figure out, I guess.
Jim, we'll give you a lot of credit here. You could see into the future, right, that this was going to grow this way. You weren't just looking for a job when you came out here in 1974, right?
That's exactly true, Steve. It was kind of funny. I had two job offers, and the other one went away. There was a little recession in 74, and the other was a state job at the North Carolina Museum of Art, where I actually really wanted to go. And the job didn't develop. They just canceled it, put it on hold. So I had a choice. I could not have a job or come here and start a career. I had a 5-year plan to do a lot of great shows and move on to a real museum. I failed miserably at my 5-year plan, but we've built the museum you would have wanted to look at. So I've worked at 3 museums and never left Central and McDowell, and I hope everyone wants to come down and visit Central and McDowell because we think it's a pretty cool place.